Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. In Weekender today, we listen to a report about a BBC survey of 25,000 young British people asking about their body image. In other words, the survey asked them what they thought about their bodies. The results? Well, as we'll hear, more than half of the young women taking part said they'd have surgery to improve their looks, the way they look. And the survey showed that most women believed they were not thin enough. Now here's a reading of a report by the BBC British Affairs correspondent, Stephen Evans. He says that the fashion press, the fashion articles in newspapers and magazines, the fashion press is giving special importance or emphasis to extremely thin models. Models who are size zero, which is an American size of clothing, which is so small it would fit a girl. As you listen, try to catch the expression used to describe what size zero looks like.
There's now an emphasis in the fashion press on what's called size zero, a hyper-thinness that people in malnourished parts of the world might find bizarre. The survey indicated, perhaps paradoxically given the obsession with thinness, that many young women would have surgery to make their breasts bigger or to remove fat from other parts of their body. The survey resonates with research in America, which indicates that girls' obsessions with their images is causing eating disorders and depression.
Did you catch it? A hyper-thinness. Hyper in informal English means very or extremely. A hyper-thinness. Another example of hyper in informal English is hypersensitive. You might say this about someone who is feeling extremely sensitive or touchy. The reporter comments that people in malnourished parts of the world might find idealising thinness bizarre or strange. He says that paradoxically, to contradict the results that women want to be thinner, many women said they would like to make some parts of their body bigger. Finally, we heard that the results of a survey resonate. They are similar to research results in America, which show that girls' obsessions with their images is causing eating disorders and depression. An obsession is a feeling or idea that completely occupies your mind. Listen again.
There's now an emphasis in the fashion press on what's called size zero, a hyper-thinness that people in malnourished parts of the world might find bizarre. The survey indicated, perhaps paradoxically given the obsession with thinness, that many young women would have surgery to make their breasts bigger or to remove fat from other parts of their body. The survey resonates with research in America, which indicates that girls' obsessions with their images is causing eating disorders and depression.
Now we do some research of our own. Yo Ling says she thinks young girls in Britain are more confident about their body image than Chinese girls. But she says Chinese girls still like to be sexy, of course, they just don't wear revealing clothes. Revealing clothes show parts of the body which would normally be covered.
As I come from China, I definitely noticed the differences between the Chinese young girls and the young girls in the UK. I think, generally speaking, the young girls in the UK are far more confident about their body images. They therefore tend to wear more revealing dresses or clothes to be sexy, whereas the Chinese girls, even though they still prefer to be sexy, but they do it in a very secretive way.
Now, Finn ends the programme with a comment that if he sees a young woman enjoying a meal, it indicates to him that she feels happy and good about herself. And if you feel good about yourself, he says, you'll look good too.
Well, when I see a young woman eating a meal and really enjoying it and not worrying so much if it's got a little bit of fat in there or other things, then I think that's a really good indication that she has a good sense of self and a good attitude towards herself in terms of her body image. And that comes through in personality. And I think if they feel good about themselves, then they'll look good as well.
Now, here's a list of the language we focused on in the program today. The fashion press. Size zero. Hyper thinness. Hypersensitive. Touchy. Bizarre. Resonates. Obsessions. Revealing. To feel good about yourself. More topical stories and language explanations next time at bbclearningenglish.com.